Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And my last recipe to finish off our week is my potato gnocchi. Let's get started. What we're going to need is 1 cup of flour. And then we're also going to do 1 medium-sized russet potato that we are going to take all the skin off of. We're going to cut it in half and we're going to grate it. So what I want to have is 1 full cup of flour, and I want to have about 5 to 6 ounces of grated potato. And we're also going to mix that with 4 ounces of Parmesan cheese. And we're going to make sure that we put a little bit of salt and pepper in this mixture as well. 2 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil and 2 tablespoons of water. This is all going to go mixed into a bowl, and it's very important. It's almost like when we're making pasta, we're going to have to work it really quick to get it all fully incorporated in there. Once we have it fully incorporated, we're going to go ahead and cover it with plastic wrap. We're going to put this in the refrigerator, and I'm going to let it sit for about 2 hours. If you could let it sit overnight, that would even be better. The next thing we're going to do is I'm going to add flour to my workstation, and I prefer always using a wooden cutting board when doing this, just to make sure we don't have anything getting stuck or anything like that. And it's very important because pasta is one of those beautiful things, and it does have egg in it. This particular recipe, it does not have any egg in it though, because we're actually using the starch of the potato to make this gnocchi. The very next thing that we are going to do is we're going to roll it out long ways. I almost want it to look like a snake sitting on top of your workstation there. And then we are going to cut it into little 1-inch pillows. And you can even cut them smaller if you prefer doing so, but I prefer the 1-inch pillows. If you want to be real fancy with it, use the back side of a fork and take your little pillows and roll them right over that, and you'll have that nice little spiral effect in your gnocchi. We're going to take some boiling water, and we're going to bring that up to a good boil. And we're going to put that in about a medium saucepan, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop all my gnocchis in there. As soon as they float to the top, I will put some more of our Arbasana olive oil. And like I said, I prefer Rosenthal Olive Ranch. It's absolutely out of this world, my favorite olive oil to work with. And once they rise all the way to the top, guess what? Our gnocchi are done. You could put this with a Alfredo sauce. You could put this with the rosé sauce. You can put this with a pomodoro. You could do this with a vodka cream. Any sauce will suffice with this. I just want to teach you all this amazing concept, because gnocchi is one of those most unbelievable things that we can still make at home and still get a real exciting feeling knowing that we're making something so delicious, and without a doubt, to some degree, it could be nutritious depending on what you pair it with. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ahhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.